The informant here is Herb Torman. The date is March 13, 1981, at 8:15 a.m. The place is Sundance Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. The collector is Deborah Fisher, 2104 Cali de Espana, Las Vegas, Nevada. Project is Local History Project, Oral Interview. Las Vegas Gammon is the subject. Mr. Torman, where were you born in the day?
I was born in the Bronx, New York, on December 20th, 1924.
Thank you. When did you move to Las Vegas?
In 1950.
Were you with your family, or?
A wife, two children at that time.
Why did you move?
I, at that time, was working for Standard Oil for a very short period of time. And I decided I just wanted to leave New York, and I was able to relocate here with Standard Oil. I came here as an employee of the Standard Oil Company.
By car?
Yeah, we drove up. Pulled a trailer.
Pulled a trailer. Okay, did you have any school or education here in Nevada?
No.
Between?
All my education was in New York. I graduated from high school.
Okay. And your occupation at that time when you arrived in Nevada?
I worked in a service station at Standard Oil. Actually, I was a tire, battery, and accessory salesman.
And you were self-employed?
Well, I worked for Standard Oil for about 3 months. Then after that, I became self-employed.
Okay. When was it that you got into the casino business?
First time was in 1955. There was a new hotel being opened in town called the Moulin Rouge, which was on West Bonanza Road. And I had had a lot of previous experience in the hotel business as a young man in the Catskill Mountains in New York. And that was prior to my entering the Navy and while I was going to school. It was a summer type job.
And
I was in the furniture business at that time and really needed some second employment to live a little better and do a little better. So I went to work at the Moulin Rouge while I had my furniture store.
And, what was your occupation? What did you do?
I went to the Moulin Rouge, applied for the job as a desk clerk, because I had worked as a desk clerk, a bellman, a waiter, I'd been a busboy. I'd worked in every facet of the hotel industry. And I applied for a job there as a desk clerk, and in about a week and a half I became the general manager. Those people there.
Very impressive.
It was very easy to. I knew all these things, and it made it very easy for me. People start seeking me out for different information in different departments, and the people that owned the place kept wondering why everybody was coming to me, so they talked to me. And after talking to me, they gave me the job as general manager.
And do you recall about what date that was about?
Yes, it was it was probably in January 1955. I believe that was when it opened. In fact, I was there about a month and a half before it opened, helping you get ready. And then I stayed there about 6 months. Made the money that I needed to make to further my own personal business.
Okay. What was the popularity of gaming at that time?
What was the popularity of gaming?
At
that time the town was very small. I think the population of Las Vegas was probably, I don't know if it was 50,000 people. It might have been 50,000, 60,000 people. And most of the big casinos were on the Strip. And then there were a lot of downtown casinos, but there weren't very many hotels. In fact, the biggest hotel downtown was the South Gate, which is Las Vegas spelled backwards, which is on the corner of First and Fremont, and that was a 2 or 3 story building.
And
it might have had 50 rooms. It's still there.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Was Las Vegas Western orientated?
Yeah, I'd say most of the clubs were. A few of the newer hotels in the Strip weren't. Somewhere between 50 and 55, the Sands Hotel had opened. Well, in 1955, when the Dunes hotel was a brand new hotel that opened. Another hotel opened called the Royal Nevada, which today is part of the Stardust Hotel. And the Moulin Rouge all opened in 1955. Prior to that, there were five or six hotels on the Strip, which were all, some of them were opened in 50, like the Sahara and the Sands. The Desert Inn was probably opened in 1948. And prior to that, all you had was the Frontier, the Flamingo, and the El Rancho. They were the original three big hotels on the Strip. And then downtown, you had a lot of little casinos, similar to the ones in the same one or two blocks that they're in today. But naturally, the Golden Nugget since has built a lot of rooms, and the Horseshoe is still there. The Fremont was built about that time. Prior to that, there was a gas station in that corner. And the Four Queens was just being built somewhere around 55. I'm not sure of the year. That was the first real big hotel in Fremont Street. I think it had a little over 100 rooms.